This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What comes first in your life? Everybody has a first thing, isn't that right? If that thing puts the pressure on, you're willing to chop other things out of your life, to excuse yourself even from commitments you've made, because that thing is first. Well, what is it in your life that is first? In Psalm 84, verses 10 through 12, the psalmist writes to God, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you." Isn't that beautiful? Just think of what you're missing when you don't put God first in your life. You know, when you go your own way in life, you miss the very best part of life. In fact, walking with God is so much better than a worldly life. That one day spent in fellowship with God is better than a thousand days out of fellowship with Him. You know, somebody who hasn't experienced the real joy of God's blessing, God's favor, God's presence in their lives, they probably can't really fathom that. To them, the Christian life is just a bunch of do's and don'ts and a hard slog of trying to be a better person. But you know, when you experience that close relationship with God, you know that Christianity is not about doing better, but about knowing and loving God and experiencing His loving presence in your life. What could be better than that? Nothing. How blessed is the man who trusts in you, the psalmist says. And that is so right. Do you hear God's invitation to your heart today to put Him first in your life and experience His joy? What is there that's first in your life that needs to be moved down the list to make way for God? Oh, if you will do the experiment, put God first in your life, say, for a month, I'm going to put God first above everything else. Other things will have to squeeze to make room for my relationship with God. He comes first. What He wants is what I'll do. I'm going to spend time with Him. I'm going to get to know Him. If you put God first in your life for a month, I have no hesitation in saying to you, I know that you will come out of that full of joy, saying, a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside, because God is the ultimate reality of life. You were made for a relationship with Him, and when your relationship with Him is good, it overrides everything else in your life. It doesn't mean you don't notice the struggles, the hardships of life, but within them, there is this anchor of your relationship with God that still is producing joy in you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.